Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 Podcast, episode 278, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your third place Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud. And you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's not actually here. And you can't teach that. Bada boom. Realist guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What's up? What's up? Section 10 is in the building.
In the mother fucking building.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lose.
They didn't lose last night.
They didn't lose.
They didn't lose. They didn't win.
They didn't, but they didn't lose.
Didn't lose.
Did not lose the game.
Undefeated last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Not defeated.
No, I would, no. There were losses.
Explain.
The Red Sox lost an off day in San Diego.
That is the worst thing ever.
If you have a wife or a girlfriend that was most definitely looking forward to that off day in San Diego, they're pissed off.
When the schedule comes out, you circle certain days on the calendar.
Yeah.
The off day in San Diego might be the first one you circle.
I bet you they circled London, but
yes,
then they were like,
but also, like,
this
that's,
sucked.
That's, yeah.
So I can't wait for San Diego. Like, that off day in San Diego is definitely going to make up for that shitty London trip we had.
Yeah, after London ended, they're like, at least we get to go to San Diego and have that off day.
Just do whatever we want.
Hang out with Bay.
Yeah.
Go by the water. Mm-hmm. Coronado.
Yeah.
And gone. Instead, that's the worst part. Instead of having an off day in San Diego, you have to play a 10th inning against the Kansas City Royals at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Would you rather be the Red Sox who lose an off day in San Diego, or would you rather be the Royals who have to go from Baltimore to Boston to play potentially 10 minutes of baseball to then fly to, I believe, Cleveland?
I'd rather be the Red Sox because you're staying home. Like, they go from Baltimore to Fenway to Cleveland, the Royals do, which is brutal. It could be way worse, Baltimore to Boston, what, an hour?
Yeah.
So, not that bad. But you're flying in, the entire flight, you're like, we're flying in to play an inning.
Yeah. Like, literally. We're flying from Baltimore to Boston. And the other thing that sucks, too, is I forget where they go from here, the Royals. But where are they? Oh, they going to Chicago, maybe?
It goes Baltimore, Boston, Cleveland.
No. From here.
Oh, yeah.
I looked it up. I don't remember what city they're going to, but it's a two-hour flight.
Yeah.
So they waited around until what?
Detroit.
Like, it's Detroit? Yeah.
It was about 1:15 in the morning.
Yeah, so from Boston to Detroit is about a two-hour flight.
Yeah.
They probably had to wait around until, what time did they call it?
It was like 1:15.
1:15 in the morning?
It was late. Or like maybe like 12:45 at the earliest.
Yeah, I think it was around there. It was like 12:45.
But they didn't leave there till 1. Like
in the morning. Because then you got to like talk to the media.
Yeah.
Then you got to wait for the bus. Everyone's got to shower.
Then you got to take your post-game dump.
Yeah. And then you go to the hotel.
Mm.
You take the bus to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go get your shit. Then you got to go to the airport. And then it's a two-hour flight. Like they're probably getting to Detroit at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Likely 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutal.
That sucks. Yeah. It sucks to be on the Royals.
But we were talking about this on the old IG Live last night. We really feel that bad for the Royals. They're terrible.
They're so bad.
If they were in like a division race or a wild card race, this would feel a little different. The Red Sox needed to win last night, and they didn't lose.
They didn't lose.
So
they got suspended.
Yeah, it's postponed, and it was coming down. I immediately rescind a tweet that I sent out, which is like, why don't you just, like, wait for rain to stop and then play when it stops. They were just trying to get the game.
They're trying to get the game
I didn't
in.
Know. Well, the forecast didn't look like it was going to have 4 hours of monsoon coming up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
So there was a monsoon?
It looked like it.
Did they confirm that?
No, they didn't confirm it. Should we call it Garen?
Yeah.
All right. Because she was there. I'll give Garen credit.
She was there. We got boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. She was doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see if she has any updates for us.
Okay. I would like to know if it was confirmed monsoon, because it might not have been. This picture that we have in the background, usually for our promo videos, we have a big monitor behind us. It's Sad Pat Light.
What are you doing?
Hey, Garen.
What are you doing?
This is Steve Peralt. We are recording the Section 10 podcast. It's a Red Sox podcast. We just wanted to ask you real quick, before you make your full debut, we wanted to ask, was it a monsoon last night, or was it just heavy rain?
Oh, no. No. This was a monsoon on a different level.
Oh.
Wow.
This was a monsoon on a different level, and that's why I tried to capture it with so many videos, because I'm born and raised in Seattle. I have never seen rain like that in my life. Oh. I could barely drive home last night. I was literally white knuckling it going under Storrow Drive. I thought my car was gonna get stuck. I hydroplaned the whole way home. I've never seen worse conditions. It was beyond a monsoon.
Were you fearing for your life at any point last evening?
No, I wasn't fearing for my life. I just think that's my job to report on the conditions. Yeah. So I feel like during a rain delay, it's my responsibility to sit in the dugout and report to our loyal audience about what is actually happening, and knowing that the grounds crew are the first people who get all the information before it's made public. So make friends with the grounds crew and you will be in the know.
Yeah, that's very true. I was impressed with the report you did with the umbrella and everything. Was that your idea, or how did that all go down?
Absolutely, because the conditions were so bad, and it came on so quickly. And then from everyone, we were hearing that this was going to be this was not going to be a passing shower. So I was actually, they were going to go to break, and I was saying, come down to me right now, because I want to kind of give everybody some perspective as to how bad this is. And when I was driving home hours later, they said there was going to be a window. There was no window. So it's kind of perplexing as to why we stayed so late.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. I mean, we had hoped it's an inning. Lastly, Garen, we'll leave you on this. Do you think this is worse for the Red Sox or the Royals? Because the Royals have to fly in to potentially play an inning after being in Baltimore and then go to Cleveland. At least the Red Sox get to stay at home, but they're losing an off day in San Diego. So,
San Diego, I know. They are. I think I'm the loser because I was supposed to be in Mexico that day.
All right, the biggest loser in all of this is Garen Austin, unfortunately. Well, Garen, thank you so much for the time.
No problem, guys. Bye.
Garen,
bye.
Love you, babe.
Oh, God.
Love you both.
Perfect way to end. I love you both, Chet.
Love her.
All right, that's Garen's Section 10 debut.
It isn't. It isn't.
No, it's not.
We got to get her in here.
We'll do like a full, yeah.
Yeah.
A full thing.
We got to do a full thing.
I did love Cora's quote, though. There's a lot of people upset about that. When no golfing or SeaWorld or Legoland, no marina, it is what it is. That was our only option. Like, he gets it. I can only imagine once people in the clubhouse realized that they weren't going to San Diego for the off day, they had to be super pissed.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone threw anything?
Yes.
What did they throw?
I'm seeing, like, you know, sometimes when you make like the toast and you can sprinkle cinnamon on it?
Yeah.
The cinnamon.
Okay. I wasn't ready for that. They threw cinnamon?
Not like the physical cinnamon, like the container of cinnamon.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Didn't open.
So they closed it and then they threw the container.
Of cinnamon, yeah.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, I assume.
I mean, like, it depends. Like, some of those things are like not plastic either. Like, some of them are made out of like a hard,
yeah,
like a tin.
You know, last night there were definitely some late conversation about. All right, babe, you're telling me. Wait. No, let me.
No, because we're like, I'm flying out my fucking parents for that. Like, I asked my fucking parents to come to San, and you got to fucking play a game against the Royals. Cool. Well, then we're going without you. Then we're going without. Yeah. You're so fucking cool with your big league baseball job. Guess what? We plan this vacation. My fucking family hates you, by the way.
My grandmama agreed to this trip in spring training. You're trying to tell me right now? No. Listen, no. You're trying to tell me right now we're not gonna have an off day in San Diego? Grandma, my grandmimi. agreed to this in spring training. And you're trying to tell me I have to go back to Mimi and say no, Santiago.
Yeah. I'm sure there were a lot of fights last night.
There probably were. And the worst part is that you just had to stand there and take the beating.
Had to do it. What can you do?
What are you going to do? You're going to protest? You're going to call Manfred?
Call in sick and end up in San Diego early? Can't do that.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's pretty confusing.
It is confusing. It's almost as confusing as trying to find tickets online to a sports or a concert.
That's right there with that.
Jared, we have the solution for that.
What is it?
It's finding out if we can go to the San Diego games.
I'll be there. Brynn will be there.
I'll be there. You should come.
I'll contemplate it. I mean, San Diego's maybe the greatest place ever.
What's so great about it? I've never been there. I'm not saying
you haven't been to San Diego?
No.
It's amazing.
It's like consistent, perfect temperature.
It's the best temperature ever.
Mexican food.
The vibe is great.
Tacos.
Right by the water. And you got Coronado Nachos. Right there. It's a great vacation spot, man. It's the best. And Orsillo's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the confusing thing was the tickets or the concerts, finding them.
Yeah. Why are the Padres always so bad if the weather is always perfect?
You would think, especially now they have some players, you would think they'd be better than this. And they got Tatis. Fernando Tatis.
Yeah.
But anyway, the way to find tickets online to the sports or the concerts is SeatGeek.
Yeah, it is.
SeatGeek is now the presenting sponsor of the Section 10 podcast for the 2019 season. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for the sports and for the music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code SECTION10. That's SECTION10. SeatGeek will immediately take $10 off your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code SECTION10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
Dave Dombrowski might not be back next year.
Where did... you told me that right before we went up. Where was that from?
From
Dave Dombrowski.
What's his name?
Who? I'm asking you.
Dan Shognosny? Shognosny?
I thought you were just like making up some... Dan Schnagalaga.
How do you say that?
Shaughnessy?
Shaughnessy. Dan Shaughnessy. God bless you.
It was a cough.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe.
Rescind that blessing.
He writes, I'll be shocked if Dave Dombrowski is back with the Red Sox next season. Boston's president of baseball operations has increasingly isolated himself with pals Frank Wren and Tony La Russa and has few friends inside Fenway's walls. Dombrowski is under contract for just one more season. When you have the top payroll in baseball and don't make the playoffs, somebody has to go. Alex Cora isn't going anywhere. Dombrowski has been exactly what we thought he would be. He delivered a championship, but he gets the blame for the Chris Sale and Nathan Eovaldi contracts and for failing to address the bullpen need. He's clearly not the guy to oversee a much-needed farm system rebuild. Candidate to replace Dombrowski, Eddie Romero.
So he's already thrown out candidates to replace him.
Yeah.
I mean, the body's not even cold yet.
It's not even cold yet. He's still
Sheesh.
Here.
This is news. When did this drop? This morning?
This was like 2 days ago, August 6th.
But was he pitching this? It sounded like there was some opinionacion sprinkled on top of that take.
Yeah, no, it's not confirmed that he's not coming back next year. It's just like one of those.
And it's Shaughnessy. He wants to stir the pot as much as anybody. Yeah. Kurt's best friend, he said. Kurt Schilling said he loves him.
Yep. He said, we asked him who his favorite writer was. He was like, Dan Shaughnessy, obviously.
Yeah, so I listening back, when he said CHB, not everyone knows what that means.
Curly-haired boyfriend.
Yeah. So
Carl Everett came up with that.
Yes.
In the early 2000s.
Dinosaur Carl.
Yeah. Yeah. Jurassic Carl.
Jurassic Carl.
Yeah. Is he your favorite player?
Of all time, yeah.
Yeah.
There probably is somebody out there that Carl Everett is their favorite player of all time.
Has to be.
That's a little weird, but he had energy.
Yeah.
When he would go at the umps, he would basically kiss him.
Yeah, that was fucking Ron Culpa.
He would headbot him while he was, that like, was Ron spitting Culpa. In his face.
Same fucking guy that Ortiz wanted to murder.
Yeah.
Like some
Culpa's
14 years later.
Culpa's the worst. Who was the guy in the Yankee series though? The Sale start. Do we know who that ump was? Because he was abysmal.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Baldy.
Yeah.
Baldy McDickerson.
Yep.
That's probably what Sale called him on the way out. Yeah. Fuck you, Baldy McDickerson.
Yeah, no, that's tough.
But I still feel – I really do
feel
bad.
Do you want Dave Dombrowski back next year?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like he knows what he's doing. And I this – like, with Dombrowski, it's like, we are who we thought we – like, that's exactly who we knew he was.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to deplete the farm system.
Yep.
He's going to get you guys that can win a World Series.
Yep.
Ta-da! Won the World Series.
He did exactly
what he said or what he does.
What his reputation is.
Yeah. And yet people are like, this guy sucks.
It's, hey, I don't value prospects, so I'm going to trade those some bitches for proven players. He did that. Kimbrel, Sale.
Mm.
Are there any other big ones?
The guys he brought in?
Yeah, like big trades.
Joey Cahuzzi, but he's still in the minors.
Yeah.
No, I think that was
That's pretty much it. But I mean, those were big ones.
Yeah.
Those are big trades.
Big names. The list goes on and on. We just don't have time.
He hands out big albatross contracts. Chris Sales could be that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Shout out Miguel Cabrera. And he doesn't know how to build the bullpen.
Yeah.
You can't do that either.
Literally checked all the boxes for what we thought he was going to do.
And he won a World Series.
Yeah. That's why, like, people were flipping out in the old DMs about, like, you know, get rid of Dombrowski, fire Dombrowski, this, that, the other thing. I just hate that mentality. I'm so done with, like, the... If we're not, like, winning the World Series every year. What the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
fire,
come on, stop.
Fire everybody.
Just stop. Stop.
Stop
it.
Stop.
I'm sick of that.
Sick of what?
Just, like,
fire
the
people?
Like the second things aren't going la-di-da, we're
them?
Winning 108 games in the year. It's fire everybody.
Them. Fire them.
Stop.
Do you think anybody should be fired for this year?
Yeah. The bleachers peanut guy's been all over the place.
Yeah.
Are you seeing where he's throwing the peanuts?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Some of them ended up on the field.
Yeah.
So he's got to go. That's about it.
I mean, have you ever seen him throw peanuts on the field?
Well, I didn't see it, but I heard that like he threw one so far past the
peanuts!
Intended...
Peanuts!
Penis!
That's...
The penis guy.
Yeah.
That guy previously referred to in this podcast.
Right.
But yeah, I think outside of the bleachers peanut guy, I don't know. I think that's about it. Do you have anybody?
That should be fired?
Yeah. Besides the obvious bleachers peanut guy.
No, I don't think so.
Like, who's one player on this team that you don't want on the team? I don't think so.
Andrew Kashner?
That guy stinks. Kashner's bad.
That guy stinks.
Yeah. He's getting used to that, like, I call it the David Price.
But he's not the worst.
You turn around after a home run.
What's he's that? Not the worst.
No, but he stinks.
He stinks.
Yeah. We got, I feel like we got bamboozled.
We definitely got bamboozled.
Because
he had like an ERA under 2 in like his
in the previous
last
like
month
yeah,
coming
month
in.
And a half.
He hadn't given up a home run in like 2 months. And then he comes in, all he does is give up home runs.
Yeah. It, to the point where it's like someone told him, if you give up home runs, you'll stay here longer and we'll keep paying you, or something weird like that.
I don't know what the stat was. It was something like his ERA was like 7 and change, and there are only 3 pitchers in baseball with a worse ERA than him, and the only pitcher in baseball with a worse whip than him was John Lester.
Yeah, Lester's having a tough go of it. The velo's down.
Yeah, he's...
It's tough. I do like that he does like the tweet recaps after every start. Like, he's accountable.
He's very accountable.
Which is nice. Not as accountable as Chris Sale. No one is ever as accountable as Christopher Allen Sale, the conductor, apparently.
What do you mean apparently? That's been his nickname for a little bit.
No, I know. Has anyone ever called him that?
Nope.
Okay.
Not me.
But, yeah, I do find it a bit odd that this is the only guy we got, Andrew Kashner.
Andrew Kashner.
Big Cash.
He was good before he got here.
And then he got here and he was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta, in order to like justify the trade, you gotta be good after it.
That was the worst part. I did some numbers. I crunched some numbers.
Yeah.
So I did the numbers thing and added up the average amount of wins for every team that has made the AL wildcard game.
Mm-hmm.
It's 91. 91 wins. The Red Sox would have to go 31-15 from here on out to get 91 wins.
Do you think they can do it?
I was gonna ask you, do you think they can do that?
No.
I don't either. So,
all right,
this
thanks
is our
for listening.
Last show of the year. You guys are the
we'll
best.
Be back in April.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
The live show was great.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah. So anyway, the Phoenix Suns. Yesterday, yesterday was a fun day on the Twitter if you followed the Suns.
Why?
Because on NBA TV, it was Suns Day. And so they just tweeted, like, the timeline was flooded with Suns stuff. And it reminds me, like, this is a sexy team.
Yeah.
And the colors, I love the logo. Mm-hmm. I love our mascot.
Yeah.
They're, everything about the Suns, I'm not even kidding right now.
Yeah.
Is awesome. But I mean,
we're in a good spot.
Talent wise, not where we want to be.
That's fine.
But it's an entertaining team.
We need to get the Suns on TV on Christmas.
Yes. Well, that's kind of final now, so I don't think that's...
I mean, they could move some things around.
Christmas is a ways out. So
it is. Way far away.
We got
time. Still summer.
Yeah.
Could you imagine buying Christmas presents right now?
No, I know some people do it. Some people get out of the way early.
Who does that?
People. Some people.
Name one.
Cool.
Baldy McDickerson.
He definitely doesn't buy Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Like
he doesn't seem like he even has any family left.
He might not.
Well, he just—I knew—I knew that was gonna get it off. But it's like, come on, maybe he has some family.
Yeah, someone's gonna love him.
Come on, Baldy. But no, I just think the way he like threw people out with just ease and just emotionless face. He's just like, you're out, you're out. Yeah. He looks like he doesn't have any family.
Yeah, he looks like he did that to like his family.
Yeah, you're out of the house.
Yeah,
you're out of the house.
You're out of my
this
life.
This is now my house and my life. I'm going to bed. So
that's good.
Yeah.
The Players Weekend nicknames came out. The Red Sox suck at nicknames.
It's dude, I gotta this
They're so
list,
bad.
This like, list is awful.
You like, the Red Sox have the benefit of being in a market where there's a podcast that comes up with the best nicknames in baseball.
Yeah.
And then they come out with the worst. The worst nicknames.
I did love looking at the comments on the Red Sox tweet, just being like, just go to the Section 10. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What an awful idea.
All of them are bad.
All right, here we got the list here. So we got X-Man. You might as well just be X if you're Xander, right?
I would be X-Man, but maybe there's a copyright because they try to sell them.
Yeah, true. X-Man is fine, actually, if we go to actually go down the list. Noah for... wait, who the hell is Noah? Who is that?
That's his son, Sandy Leone.
Oh, okay. I was like, how is Sandy Leone? I didn't really understand that. Colo. Wait, we got two X's, or X-Man and then X.
Yeah,
oh,
X
for
is
David
Price.
Price
is his son.
Has he said the 10 thing yet? What it is? Is it a son thing? He said it should be obvious, but then he didn't say what it was.
I think like one of his friends that passed away wore 10.
Okay.
But then his son is...
So it's maybe a little double thing.
Yeah,
double
I would say
thing.
It's a double meaning. Like his son is Xavier.
Yeah. I got no time. The Yankees one came out before the Red Sox one. And Brett Gardner, as you would assume.
Just Gardner.
Just went Gardner. He's like, no, I'm going to have the same name on my jersey for 162.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, dude.
But the Yankees don't even put their names in their jerseys.
No, I know. For whatever. For Players Weekend.
Yeah.
So
fuck.
I do find it. A little weird that Porcello stuck with Porcello.
Yeah.
Is it because he's having a terrible year? And
yeah,
he's
I think so.
But apparently, these are picked in spring training.
That's true.
Which pissed me off even more. Like, for the MLB to think that no nickname of value by Players Weekend can be created during that season is bizarre.
Yeah, they shouldn't do it that
That's
early.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, nicknames, by the time you get to Players Weekend, you might have a great nickname from the previous month.
Right.
That you want to have on that jersey.
Yep.
And then that jersey would sell a lot.
Are you referring to someone in particular, Steve?
I am.
Who are you referring to?
Plays for the Red Sox.
Who is he?
He's the horse guy.
Ah!
Yeah, he goes by Horseman.
So Michael Chavis, all credit to him. He wants to wear Ice Horse.
He does.
Let the man wear Ice Horse! He's got fucking Chief. We banged Chief back in April or May.
Chief Dunn got banged.
Yeah. Chief is out.
Yeah.
Ice Horse is in.
Ice Horse is very in.
And Chavis... He wants to wear it.
He does.
Let the man wear Ice Horse. He is Ice Horse. You got to let him wear it.
You do. I do love because like all the comments were just at Michael Chavis 11. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah,
he goes,
yeah.
Okay. I know. Just hear me out. By the way, if you have to start that as like a
Stop!
Player. Honestly, if you had an MLB player, an MLB player that led a tweet with, okay, I know, just hear me out.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
probably a test. They asked for our names in spring training before I had a nickname. I've already contacted them trying to get a change to Ice Horse. I'm doing my best, y'all. So shout out to Chavis.
He's trying.
He's trying his best. He's trying to, you know, ride into that stadium, ride into what? San Diego, right?
Wait, what?
For Players Weekend is San Diego.
Oh, that's in San Diego?
Yeah.
Really?
That's another thing. They could have had an off day in San Diego, led right into Players Weekend.
Yeah.
And instead, they got to play a 1 o'clock, 10th inning game against the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, not great. But Chavis.
Do you think the league is actually going to let him wear it?
I don't know. Because I just know with stuff like this, they already are in production of the jerseys and all that stuff. So it might be obnoxious to change it.
But if they really want to sell, like, no one is going to buy a Chief Michael Chavis shirt.
But a lot
of people will buy an Ice Horse.
I would think the highest selling jersey on the team would be Ice Horse if that's on the back of a jersey.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Also, you can put emojis on jerseys.
What?
Did we want like the ice and the horse on there? Or is Ice Horse just...
Ice Horse.
Okay. Just wanted to see. Yeah. All right.
Bryn, do you think he's going to wear it?
Yes, I do. Think so. I feel like jerseys are really easily made.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, quickly.
Yeah. That's a valid point. It's like, what, you need 3 weeks to make some jerseys?
Yeah.
This should be like day... The day before, you can make the jersey.
Yeah, you could definitely make it.
Yeah. If he was like, I need a change, they should be able to do it.
I mean, Doug Minkiewicz got traded to the Red Sox, and he had to like walk from one clubhouse to the next, and they had a jersey for him.
By the time he got to the new clubhouse, it said, me and Kiewicza.
Me and Kiewicz.
Me and Kiewicz.
W-I-E-N-T.
Wrong.
K-I-E.
It's already wrong.
W-I-C-Z.
He started with W. Incorrect.
No, it's M.
Imagine the spelling bee. No, I meant J.
Hold on, let me do it again.
I obviously meant R.
This is Minkiewicz.
Yes, here we go.
Minkiewicz.
Yes.
M-I-E-N-T-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. Minkiewicz.
That is correct.
Thank you. Nailed that. Thank you.
Jared Karabas has moved on to the second round.
Yeah. Bob Supsik.
Actually, yeah. I'm going to look up long MLB names.
Saltalamacchia. Saltalamacchia. I can do Saltalamacchia. Saltalamacchia.
Jared, your word is Saltalamacchia.
Saltalamacchia. S-A-L-T-A-L... Salt... L-A-M-A-C-C-I-A.
Bing!
Did I get that right?
The correct spelling is S-A-L-T-A-L-A-M-A-C-C-H-I-A.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
But the bing made it sound like it was right.
They do a bing when it's wrong.
No, you should have went, eh.
In the spelling bee, they do like a bing when it's wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Should have
gone, eh.
I would have gotten it right if I typed it. In your head, it's way more difficult.
And it's very true. But yeah, in summary, the Players Weekend, Red Sox might have the worst nicknames in baseball.
They're bad.
On their jerseys.
Bad.
Yeah. Granted, here's the deal. People keep asking like, oh, what? First off, they're saying there's no Section 10 ones. Two bags. Who said
that there are no Section 10?
There were some comments being like, why aren't there any Section? I'm like, well, two bags is on a jersey.
Two bags is on the jersey.
But... You're not going to... Everyone's like, where's Big Cock Brock? Where's Jumbo Dong? That was never going to happen. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, there was a chance.
JD was not going to write Jumbo Dong on the back of his
Well, mayor of Ding Dong City? Is Travis Shaw doing
Yeah, but like a Ding Dong's a home run, not like a penis.
I think he does mayor of DOC.
Yeah, mayor of Doc.
But that's
DDC.
Still a Section 10 nickname.
Oh, 100%. It is. But it's more that like...
Is he even called up right now?
He was in the dugout recently. I remember them panning over during like a...
When did they announce the nicknames?
A couple days ago. It's probably Tuesday, I believe.
I don't know.
Oh, if the mayor of DDC is even going to be one?
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that, but I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did too.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed in the Red Sox nicknames. We handed it to you. On a silver platter, the best nicknames that you could ever ask for, and they spat in our faces. Like, people would go nuts if Devers was out there wearing a jersey that says Big Scoops.
Yeah, but like, was Devers ever going to do that?
Yeah.
He would have.
I mean, he didn't. Like, Big Scoops would have been great. X-Man will take it. Barnesy? No. Barnesy. Like, that should say backpacks.
Barnesy sucks.
That should say backpacks. Trying to think of who, like, BJ's funny. Because it's like a blowjob.
Oh, damn.
His name is Brian Johnson.
No, I get it. It's his initials, and that's kind of like the blowjob thing. No, I hear you.
I don't think JD could wear jumbo dong. Porcello should have gone pretty Ricky. Or Ricky, or just like raindrops would have been funny.
Also, like, Brock Holt is like a man of the people. He's not going to do Big Cock Brock.
Why not?
This is not going to happen, because then you have to explain what it means, and in the media he's not going to say, yeah, well, that means Big Cock Brock. He's not going to do that.
If he did BCB on the back of his jersey?
Yeah, people, then the media would be like, what does that mean?
Brock clobbers baseballs.
It's a good recovery. Sometimes you hear a good recovery and you just got to shout it out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
It's a good recovery.
If he wore BCB on the back of his jersey, yeah, that's Brock Clobber's baseball.
For a second, I thought E-Rod was going to, that he picked El Guapo, and I was like, listen, buddy.
Yeah, you can't do
there's
that.
There's only one El Guapo.
I mean, he should have Eddie Aces.
Yeah. No, this list sucks.
This list sucks. I mean, the idea is there.
Waldo's not terrible for Walden. Whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Waldo, that works.
Whatever.
Barnesy.
Barnesy.
Millsy.
Pap.
Should have Francona on here. Have you interviewed Francona?
No.
No?
I'd love to.
That would be a great one. Not even just a good one. Yeah. We do have some DMs.
Down to the DMs.
The hell was that?
I started, but I stopped.
Yeah, why?
I didn't want to do it all the way.
Are we in DMs right now? I'm confused.
No.
All right.
Do we have any ad reads?
It was SeatGeek.
That was it?
Yeah, and then Barstool Store at the end.
Don't spoil it.
Cool. We have a new segment.
Yes, we do have a new segment.
Yeah.
We have a new segment. It's called Bryn's Thoughts.
Yes.
And the concept is that it's Bryn giving a thought. So that's why it's Bryn's Thoughts.
And shout out to the commenters on the IG Live last night that that suggested this.
Yeah, we were doing an IG Live last night during the rain delay. We said we want to come up with a new segment. And the most popular answer, most of them involved Bryn, but this one in particular was Bryn's Thoughts. So, Bryn, do you have a thought?
Do I get an intro song?
We'll probably come up with one.
Yeah, especially people out there are very creative. If you want to make one, send it on in.
Yeah, send us a Bryn's Thoughts song.
Okay, I have a couple thoughts.
Okay. All right, here we go.
My first one is, I wonder when we go to Baltimore if there's going to be a fight in the dugout.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
There was a fight in the dugout.
Yeah.
That's a timely one.
Yeah.
Yeah. My second thought is, I wonder if you're going to eat Mexican food with me in San Diego. I just thought about it when we were talking about it.
Yeah, me too. I actually was panicking about that.
Because you don't eat that.
I mean, I like Taco Bell.
Okay. My third thought is, shout out to us. August. Deep in the baseball season,
yeah,
we gave up our podcast room for an hour.
Oh, that is true.
Didn't even blink.
That is true. We did that for Bob Fox.
Yep.
And any sign off, Bryn?
No. I'm not gonna do that.
All right, I'm all in on this segment.
It's a good segment.
Those are great segments.
Those are good thoughts.
But here's the deal. Bryn gets it. It's a segment. It's got to have pace. That had pace.
That had good pace.
That had pace. It was a 1, 2, 3. It was it had bullets.
Three thoughts.
Yeah, those are good thoughts.
I think that's good. Three thoughts per segment.
So, as many as she has. It's like, if you got one, you got one. If you got three, you got
If you have
three.
None, then just be honest. You don't have any thoughts.
Yeah, I don't have any thoughts today.
The Orioles thought is legit because it might be awkward in there.
What sparked
awkward.
That?
I think...
That they suck?
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, we do have some DMs.
If they were good, no chance that that happens.
It's not like in the Red Sox dugout last year, people were trying to fight Alex Cora.
Yeah, remember when fucking...
what, Steelcock and Duo?
Manny slapped the shit out of Kevin Youkilis?
Yes.
What was that all about?
That was a little weird. The Papelbon and Harper one was good.
That was good. That was like, they choked
They were trying
each
to
other.
Choke, yeah. They were trying to kill each other.
Yeah. I always love that. Love a good choke.
Yeah.
Garen was on the podcast.
I know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. feel like that just very casually happened, even though it was like a huge deal.
She answered really quick.
I know. Well, you know.
It's good.
I did like it. Love you both. Love you both. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I would do have some DMs.
I wish we FaceTimed her instead.
Yeah, true.
Would have been better to see her. Are we going to do a new shirt of the month?
Oh, that's in Emptying the Bench.
All right, I'll save that. How do you think your segment went, Bryn?
I'm going to wait for viewer feedback.
That's Bryn always has the right answer.
And if they want me to adjust, I'll adjust.
I mean,
team player.
For the user, for the listener.
For the listener.
Good for you, Bryn.
She had that. That was... Bryn is like media savvy. Like she's ready. Like that was exactly what a manager. We're gonna wait to see.
Yeah, we're gonna make adjustments if we have to.
Yeah, if we have to, and we will approach the matters as they come up.
Yeah, we're not jumping to conclusions right now.
I'm not gonna just pound my chest say that I'm the best. Yeah. No,
we can't get too high on highs. We can't get too low on lows.
We want to stay level.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fuck yeah, Bryn.
Oh, the suggestion, there was a t-shirt suggestion of Bryn's face on a goat.
I heard that this morning.
That'd be so dope.
That'd be so dope.
I'd love that.
I can't picture it, really.
I can. It's hilarious. I need 10 of them.
Yeah.
That would probably hit a bonus.
I think so, too.
Like, because it'd be so funny and, like, ridiculous.
And just great all around, yeah.
We actually... we were talking earlier about how we only have like a few home stands left that we can go to for interviews. And so I've been in contact with the team trying to line up some interviews that we can get so that we can bang a few out before the season's over. There are a few guys that are interested. And then one of them, there's one dude who is like, I won't do it unless Steve is there. Do you know who that one guy is?
Nobody.
No.
Did I get it right?
No.
Oh, you've done that you've done that before.
JD?
Yeah, we've already done JD.
We have done JD.
We haven't
done the DM, bitch! It goes down in the DM.
Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Emily.
Emily is a girl.
100% girl.
Hell yeah, Emily.
Hey, guys.
Girl power. Does she have a college degree?
I don't know.
I hope you do big things in the world, Emily.
Hey,
I believe in Emily.
Hey, guys.
I feel like Emily is one of those girls that could definitely just whatever she puts her mind to, she can do it.
Oh, yeah?
I bet she's going to have a master's, too.
Hey, guys.
I bet you Emily is one of those girls that, like, other people look to her as like, a beacon of hope and inspiration. Like, Emily's one of those people where it's like, if Emily can do it, then I can do it, too. In, like, a positive way.
Yeah.
Hey, like, Emily is, like, a trailblazer.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I love Emily.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Emily.
Do you think Emily is do you think that she can sing?
Yeah.
Do you think she's one of those girls that's just like, oh, fucking Emily. She's good at everything.
Yeah.
You think she's one of those?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think she's good at?
Everything.
Like what?
All this stuff. Hey, guys.
What do you think she puts on the top of her Christmas tree? Star? A Jesus? Maybe something funny? Maybe nothing. I don't know. What do you... Maybe she's not even... Maybe she doesn't even celebrate Christmas. Do you ever consider that?
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Emily from Boston. I can't help but notice... how Benintendi refuses to fully button up his jersey and usually leaves all the buttons above the writing on the jersey undone. Mm-hmm. I think I know your answer to this. Could Benny Buttons be his next new nickname?
Mm.
Oh, I think you're going to hate this. Benny Buttons?
I mean, because he's also cute as a button, too.
Okay, so it has double meaning.
Yeah.
And she says she loves the podcast. I wanna...
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah. This comes in from Jesse.
Hey, ooh, is Jesse a girl?
Guy.
Fuck.
Should the Red Sox try to have every game end due to rain? If they take the lead of games in the 7th and 8th inning and let the rain come through, it's better than having a closer. Just something to think about for Dave Dombrowski. It's cheaper than the alternative of trying to actually get a closer like you didn't on trade day.
Trade day.
I love this trade day.
Yeah. I mean, if the Red Sox can figure out how to control the weather, they'll be fucking unstoppable.
I feel like Guerin kind of can.
Yeah.
Like, the way she was covering the weather last night is like she knew what was coming. Because she had the umbrella like ready to go for like a monsoon, and then it came.
Yeah.
This comes in from Will.
Speaking of...
No. This comes in from Will.
Will.
What are some fun things to do at night besides watch baseball? Asking for a friend. He doesn't want to watch the Red Sox anymore is what that means.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, come on, Will.
You watch another team then.
Yeah, believe, Will.
No. Did you watch... What is it? Fucking Screwball? You see that?
What?
It's a documentary about like A-Rod taking performance enhancing drugs.
No, on what platform?
Netflix.
What?
Just came out.
Is he making this up?
No.
I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it.
I interviewed the fucking producer, whatever, director, some
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a long time ago, though. Just came out. I interviewed him like probably like a year ago.
I'll have to watch
it. Pretty good.
This comes in from Hannah. Hannah's
good. Oh, what up, Hannah? Wait. Manny's like a big part of this documentary, by the way.
Oh, well. We should have Manny on.
Yeah.
That would be.
I tried.
So hot. Hey, guys.
Hey, Hannah.
Hannah from Nashville here.
Oh, Love Nashville.
Love Nashville. I'm going to read this all together. This is a good one. Hey, guys. Hey. Hannah from Nashville here. I'm literally about to cross into Maine for family vacation. How should I...
Hannah.
Oh, my God.
That...
Hannah,
that might be my favorite DM of all time. That was... I'm speechless.
This is a good one.
I've seen hundreds of these.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite DM.
That's a good one, Hannah. Hannah, hey, when you come back from Maine.
She's not going to hear this until she gets back. Well, so yeah,
when you get back from Maine, why don't you, you know.
This comes in from Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Instead of the Red Sox suffering from a World Series hangover, do you think they are still drunk from the celebrations? That would explain why Raffy has been so much better than everyone else because he's 13 and he didn't drink.
Yeah, that's true.
This all adds up.
That is true.
Yeah. Raffy's having like an MVP caliber season and, well, maybe Xander didn't drink that much either.
I don't think he drank that much.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a... speaks like seven languages.
Yeah. So he had to like explain to everyone what was going on.
Right.
This is champagne. Oh, now I have to tell that to seven different...
Right. Yeah.
He's like, I hate when we win series because I have to explain, like, all right, this is this person. Yeah. That's that person in the front office. Now we go celebrate. Go, Comes in from Uriel. Uriel? Uriel?
U-R-I-E-L.
Yeah. Uriel?
Hey, I think it's Uriel.
Hey, Uriel.
Hey, Uriel.
Do you think the Bookman will have an MVP campaign this year and lead the Suns to the playoffs?
I mean, do I think the Suns are a playoff team? Absolutely.
Do I think the Sun exists? Like, that's, you might as well ask that.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great having playoff basketball back in Phoenix.
Can't wait. Comes in from Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Section 10 dating app needs to come out soon. Been teased for too long.
That is true. I feel like there are definitely more people that have met each other through the podcast than we realize.
Yeah. Last one for the day. Is it time? I don't end on that one. This comes in from John.
Hey, John.
How close is Furbush to being called up?
Not.
Yeah. Time for the main question.
The main question of the week.
Comes in from Sage.
Sage, a girl.
Hey, guys. Sage, in parentheses, a girl.
Oh, Sage, baby. Woo.
Sage from...
Sage. I fucking love that name for
amazing.
A girl.
It's an amazing name.
Like, imagine, like...
Sage is one of the best names going.
Have you ever like, met a girl...
No.
And you're into her, but her name just sucks, and you're like, I can't, like, be like, hey, like...
I was about to mention some names, but then there's probably people listening with that name.
Yeah, like, hey, Steve, this is my girlfriend, Edith. Like, what are you going to do with that?
It's my girlfriend, Beatrice.
Yeah, like, she could be so hot and, like, a great person, but you're like, oh. Like, could you ever picture writing a love letter like, dear Edith?
No. Because that already sounds...
Or, like, saying it while you're, like, making out.
Oh, Edith.
Oh, Edith. Like, you can't. You can't do that. So, like, Sage is on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, I could totally see myself saying some raunchy shit.
Mm. Sage from Maine here. Two things. One, Bud from Maine from Thursday's main question of the week is a liar. Derry, Maine. This is from a couple of Thursdays.
Okay.
Derry, Maine doesn't exist. It's a fictional town invented by Stephen King. Please suspend this alleged Mainer. And two, here's my question. I like one, let me call this fake Mainer out. Yeah. Two, here's my question. I have a sports talk radio show at my college with a friend of mine who's a Yankees fan. What should our first show be about? It should be about how you're kicking that person off the show.
Yeah. They shouldn't have any Yankee shows in Maine. Connecticut, fine, but not in Maine.
Yeah, Maine is fully Red Sox, or just they don't know MLB exists.
Yeah, they talk about lobsters.
Yeah, it's Red Sox, lobsters, and Bears. Oh, my.
Imagine, like they have sports talk radio in Boston, but in Maine they have lobster talk radio. Every morning you wake up and they're just talking
about lobsters.
You would
not believe the one I got out, you know, this morning. Got a full batch, but this one stuck out. They do a whole podcast on this lucky lobster.
Lobsters and Bears.
Oh, my. Mm. Empty the bench real quick. What should our new shirt of the month be for August?
It's got to be a Brin's shirt.
Okay, I was going to say Brin's head on a goat.
Or it could just be like Brin's thoughts, and it's just Brin, like,
Brin's thoughts hard. As she is the head of a goat.
Yeah.
So it's like Brin on the goat, and then like bubbles coming out and like thoughts written in the bubble.
Mm-hmm. But just like dot, dot, dot?
Yeah, dot, dot, dot. Because it's a quizzical look as you're on the goat.
Okay.
Or as you are a goat.
Cool.
Harwich Mariners are in the Cape League Championship, so shout out to the Mariners. I
love the Harwich Mariners.
Yes. And potential Suns player that we should have on this show. A lot of people recognized, I don't know why I just said that. A lot of people said that Aaron Baines should be that person. But if you have any thoughts, please let me know.
On a Suns player?
The Suns player you most want on this program.
Fucking Devin Booker. I feel like that's the guy.
Big book man?
Yeah, we got to get Booker on the show.
Yeah, I agree. That's all we got.
Isn't this weird, like the Red Sox situation right now? Like we've been through a lot of seasons at this point.
Yeah.
But it's usually been like chasing first place, chasing a wild card, or just dead last dumpster fire.
It's usually been first place or dead last.
Yeah. But I mean, like, even back to like 2003, 2004, you know what I mean? 2005.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting deep. You're talking like this century.
Yeah. Like, it's.
Yeah. When you go through Red Sox seasons, this feels more like 05.
Yeah. This feels more like 06.
Well, actually, yeah, but I was trying to pick a team that made the playoffs.
Or like 2010.
Yeah.
Just like.
No, 2010 felt, I didn't feel like they were ever going to make it. I still feel like they have a chance.
This team has a chance?
Yeah.
I guess.
They got to go 31-15. Is that probable? No. Is it possible? I think so.
It's possible.
It's very unlikely. But for the sake of our sanity.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance.
There is a chance. We are the 2%.
We are the 2%. And now people made a good point. Fangraphs did update. We are the 1% now. But in like 2 weeks, we're going to be like, we are the 0.1%.
We're down to 1%.
We're down to 1.2% chance to win the World Series. A 15% chance to make the playoffs.
15?
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Hey, we could get in this thing. 15%?
Sox can do it.
I mean, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
If I told you, put it this way, right?
Yeah.
If I told you that you had a 15% chance to win the Mega Millions and the jackpot was $650 million, you'd be fucking stoked.
Not only would I be stoked, I'd think I'm winning that bitch.
Yeah. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
You got a 15%. If you buy one lottery ticket, you have a 15% chance to win $650 million. How stoked are you to watch those fucking balls drop?
Super stoked.
Yeah.
I was about to say super soaked. I'd be soaked watch those balls drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I mean, hey, it could happen.
It could happen. I think prediction for this weekend, sweep them.
Who are they playing this weekend?
The Angels.
They're playing Broas.
Mike Trout. I don't know if you've heard of this guy. Pretty good player.
He sucks.
Pretty good. He's pretty good.
No, he's not.
And so they're going to be playing him four times, and we're definitely not going to hear about how great he is and how we don't talk about him enough. That's not going to happen. There's not going to be articles about...
They already started to. On the broadcast, they were like...
I was just on the radio, like, if you can get a ticket this weekend, you got to get... I felt like we were in the old times where, like, Babe Ruth, if you can get a ticket and get down to Fenway Park, you're going to see yourself one of the best players in the game, you see?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we get it. He's Mike Trout.
He's pretty good.
He's good. All right. Whatever. He's good. Mm. God. I am so done with those articles. And they normally come out like at the beginning of the year. They're just all the time now. We can't get away from them.
And it's, they talk about how underappreciated and undermarketed he is every day.
And then they do that commercial with Trout that just felt unnatural.
But
where he's like, some people call me the best player in the game. I'm like, Trout doesn't want to say that.
No, he definitely doesn't want
to
say that.
There's no way he wants to say that. No. And so they're force feeding that to him. It's like, all right, well, now here you go, people with your little articles. You got them trying to make him the face of the game, and now he just sounds a little weird. Let's have him do the weather again.
He loves the weather.
That's cute. Yeah. Go Sox.
That'd be a good series.
Win them all.
Yeah, if they win them
all. Win every single one, right. And then you head to Cleveland, you're like, mm-hmm.
They could win out.
They could win out. Winning out is still a possibility.
Definitely on the table.
106 wins is still available.
That'd be huge.
Yeah, I feel good.
That'd be huge if they did that.
Yep, I feel good.
All right, I'm not entirely out. I'm just kind of like,
I feel nice.
I just don't feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Like sugar and spice.
My spin zones have mostly been taken away for me.
Yeah. It's more one of those just sit back and let them dictate how upset we get or how sad we get.
Yeah.
And then if they play well, it's like, oh, I'm not going to be sad
tonight.
I think
we're in it like you're just not in a good spot because...
We're in no man's land.
Yeah. We're in baseball purgatory right now.
Yes, facts.
They're not out of it.
No, but they're not really in it.
They're not really in it.
But they're not really out of it, but then they're not really in it.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, guys! Playoff, guys!
We're right here. You can still see us. We're over here.
Who was that? I don't know. I think that was the Red Sox.
Yeah. It's basically like all these teams are waiting to get into the club.
Yeah.
They're right by the bouncer. We're in the back of the line. Like they can see that we're in line.
But then we can see a lot of people behind us.
Yeah.
But we're just not really in, or like we're not close to even being able to trickle in.
Yeah.
So.
And we're not wearing dress shoes. So we
Yeah. So the bouncer's already looking at us like.
Being like, yeah, no. Can't come in.
This isn't really going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, should we just go to Scorpion Bar?
Yeah.
I hear Julie's there.
Yeah.
That's love Julie. Yeah. Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Wouldn't want to cuff you. Garen's debut was today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Blah, blah,
Did you tell Bryn about our new segment?
Oh, yeah, Bryn, we're going to have Bryn's thought of the day.
My thought of the day?
Yeah.
Bryn's thoughts, yeah.
So,
could be about anything.
Yeah, preferably come up with like a really good thought.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my god.
This is submitted by the comment.
Yeah, people wanted this segment.
We were in a live Instagram feed, and we said, "Come up with a good segment idea for the podcast." And a bunch of people suggested you just saying whatever.
Yeah, thought of the day.
No. Well, I have random thoughts.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
This fits in very thoughts. Well with the segment.
Yeah. Okay. Shit.
All right, you got time.
Yeah. I'm home now. It's over now. Yeah.
She got a thing for Chanel vintage that dropped before she could speak English. Do you love me or love seeking attention? I mean, which one is it? You keep calling me a twin, but twins ain't this different. Mentally, I'm already on next year. That's some 2020 clear vision. You saying let you finish. I ain't trying to hear it. I'm off of spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. I'm off of finding happiness, but down to die serious. All smiles, Kevin Durant trials. Had to blow it on a court, I must have blew a milli. I'm walking on all charges, that's my new Achilles. I know they love to rock a check, but who gon' do it really? Really? My depositions never surface. Tenenbaum know the logo on the jersey is getting purchased. 10 years in and y'all yet to hear my most impressive verses. Paid the cost to be the boss, wasn't even my most expensive purchase. Trust when I say I'm never on the shit they assuming I'm on. Tales about me are like Corritos and Coolio Khan. Sashimi from Saito, you know that man, 2 Michelin star. Postcard from Grace Bay, sending my distant regards.
Vision wasn't mine, told my niggas the vision was ours. Still a part of shorty, even if we've been living apart. Rocks will do you filthy for me soon as I give him the nod. Meaning he'll blaspheme like putting a six with the guard. Hop on a float and show the city the one they appointed. The one that's rebuilding schools and feeding the homeless. Hang with my niggas, but sometimes I be trying to avoid it. Cause they'll get to popping out of place like they double jointed. Goals was the top of the pyramid in this shitty world. I gotta get the most of everything as the axis on which it's sitting twirls. Point blank.